Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Ottomwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Ottomwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. A warm welcome and heartfelt gratitude greeted local veterans Dan Little and Bob Haldane as they returned home after participating in Honor Flight Mission 26, an unforgettable journey recognizing their service and sacrifice to the nation. The Honor Flight offered both men the chance to visit the memorials dedicated to their service in Washington, D.C., surrounded by fellow veterans and volunteers. The experience was about more than historic landmarks. It was an opportunity to share stories, remember fallen comrades, and recognize a lifetime of service, as well as receive a warm welcome home that may have never been received upon their arrival back home following their service. Family members, friends, and community supporters gathered to celebrate their return. American flags waved overhead as supporters lined up to welcome the veterans, creating an emotional moment that underscored the lasting bond between those who served and the communities they protected. For Little and Haldane, Honor Flight Mission 26 represented a meaning chapter in lives defined by commitment and sacrifice. Their return serves as a reminder that honoring veterans is not confined to holidays and ceremonies. It is expressed through simple acts of recognition, shared memories, and a willingness to say welcome home for service that often came at great personal cost. Honor Flight Mission 26 may have lasted only a couple of days, but for Little and Haldane and the people who welcomed them home, its impact will be remembered for years to come. And in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the plea hearing for Aaron Michael Sting. Mr. Sting was represented by attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, and assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people. Mr. Sting pleaded guilty to 3 counts of retail fraud, third degree. The offenses occurred at Walmart and Bad Axe in Huron County, Michigan on January 12th, January 19th, and January 21st of 2026. On January 1st, Mr. Sting admitted to intentionally ringing up headlight bulbs for $1.03 instead of $48.75 at a self-checkout. On January 19th, he admitted to attempting to steal Dremel drill kits by paying a value significantly less than her actual cost. Under a plea agreement, counts for 4 and 5 were dismissed. The court accepted Mr. Sting's guilty plea. Judge Ferris sentenced Mr. Sting to 93 days in jail to be served concurrently with his current sentence. He was ordered to pay $231.47 in restitution. Additional fines and court costs total $1,125, making the grand total $1,356.47. Mr. Sting stated he was under the influence of methamphetamine when the offenses occurred and is currently taking classes for self-improvement. When we come back from this Ottomwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
At Ottomwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Ottomwood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, In a Huron County District Court hearing, Judge Ferris presided over the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Tommy Joe Britt. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented an offer for Mr. Britt to waive his preliminary examination and plead guilty to indecent exposure as a sexually delinquent person. This offer included the dismissal of an aggravated indecent exposure count and a stipulated sentence guideline ranging from 12 to 20 months. Defense Attorney Dallas Rooney requested an adjournment of the preliminary examination, citing the prosecution's witness and unavailability. The prosecution confirmed the need for adjournment due to an unavailable witness. Judge Ferris granted the adjournment, stating a new date would be set to ensure the availability of all parties and witnesses. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you.